for resources on this May 31st, actually the last day for our regular meeting and hearing. And just a quick note, at the end of our last meeting, two meetings ago, last Friday, we had started to have a discussion on the Oregon Trail Bill, and we sent out a work group to kind of work on that, and they have drafted some things. And I might as well open the work session on Senate Bill 823, and there's been a lot of work that's been done since then, and I think we have some A7s amendments. So we'll hear a little explanation about that, and then a discussion. I'll hear from our convener of that work group. So with that, I'll let our administrator give a short explanation of the dash A7s.
Mr. Chair, committee members, the dash A7s would replace the entire bill. And after a series of whereas clauses, the amendments would direct the State Parks and Recreation Department to complete a comprehensive cultural resource survey of the trail from the Idaho state line to Oregon City. The amendments also describe partially what would have to be in the survey and what the survey, including maps, photographs, and descriptive text, and then directs the department to report back to the next legislative assembly on or before January 12th of 2009 with the results of that survey.
Okay, thank you. Representative Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, the work group met and had a lively discussion in terms of identifying where the trail is to start with. What portions of the trail still exist, what's visible, what portions are of historical perspective, what portions may have archaeological, and in a nutshell came to the conclusion we don't know what we don't know. The first step in that in discussing with state parks and the various stakeholders, which include cities, counties, utilities, every property owner over this entire distance, is everybody's agrees we need to preserve the trail, we just don't know where the trail is yet. We have the map, the general idea, what would normally transpire if you were going to go into preservation of this is you would do a survey exactly like the dash seven outlines. That particular survey is something that's within the purview of the State Parks Division now and in ORS 358-057. It actually identifies that in there and identifies the Oregon Trail as being one of those areas. Therefore, we kind of came up and worked out a draft of what was originally the dash six amendments, and keep in mind that there are relating clauses in the bill that don't necessarily attribute directly to doing a survey and identifying these visual portions that we might preserve. Coming out of the work group, the basic intent is coming up with getting state parks and the preservation folks working in cooperation with the counties, the private landowners and everything to identify those visual portions that still exist and come up with a plan 2 years from now for the legislature on what it is and how we should preserve it and how we could work mutually together to do so. Having said that, we don't need a bill to do that. The authority already exists in the statute. The most expedient way to do it and the most efficient way without clouding it up seems to be to take the A7 concept and ask Ways and Means with a letter from the committee to insert it in the wrap-up budget at the end. That will give the authority to the Parks Department to go ahead and do the study that needs to be done without amending the bill, sending it back, having a potential conference committee, and a handful of other things. So it kind of gets to the intent of what the work group was driving at without passing a piece of legislation out. And it also gives the Parks Department the latitude that it needs to operate versus us putting too many fences in. And I can't tell you what an archaeological site is, and I can't tell you some of the scientific terms they actually used in the work group either. So that's what the basic recommendation is.
Question, Representative.
Thank you, Chair Roblin. I just wondered, Representative Bocas, can you tell me what a survey is as far as what they might deliver for us?
I can attempt to do that.
Okay.
Or the Chair can call up a scientific expert. In a nutshell, what they do is they start, in this case, because we specifically asked State Parks, okay, if you have to defend this in court, do you have a survey? And none exists.
Yeah.
a legal story that exists. What they literally will do is they will walk the entire length of the trail with an archaeological or a preservation team of some sort. They will take grid coordinates locations and GPS locations and those visual places that still exist. They will use photography, digital photography, and document where there are traces in the ground. And then come up with a survey in the end that tells us where the one line is that we're talking about comes across.
Would there be a fiscal impact to that?
There is a fiscal impact into it, and it is in the purview of various grants and budgets and everything in the Department of State Parks right now, which is, again, why we suggested it go downstairs as a budget note, and then the fiscal people downstairs could also look at the wording and determine the cost back and forth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would you like to hear from Parks?
Sure.
Yeah. Why don't we have, come on out, guys. Thanks.
Let's see how bad I butchered how to sign it.
I thought you did very well.
Not knowing what I'm talking about.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Roger Roper, Assistant Director for Heritage Programs at State Parks. And actually, you did a very good job explaining the general process. And so what we think we can get from this is a very comprehensive look at what is on the ground from a very professional field, from the cultural geographers and the archaeologists and the historians and all the folks who are trained to look at this, have the right team of folks who really figure out what's what out there. And then we know what we want to protect and start looking at options for how that might happen, everything from incentives to education and maybe some regulatory tools as well. But the main focus, of course, is just getting this survey done and getting the data.
So from the aspect of a survey for you, this is not like getting out there with your transit and surveying this particular line. It is a survey gathering information about where the trail is.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think maybe the clarification is that it's not a land survey.
Right.
It's
there we go.
That's
right.
That's a good. It's really an assessment.
It's a summary or review.
Great. And do we believe that the funds are available? We will need a budget note to try to, if there are more funds. I think we got an estimate of 100 and something.
$167,000.
Part of that money is you have available because this would fit under 66 funds and others. It's just whether that's where you want to allocate that and whether you have the budget authority to spend that, which was where we'd have to talk to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair, from our understanding, it fits within our scope of duties and we'd be comfortable spending the money in that regard.
Okay. Any other questions here? Any thoughts on which way we want? If we go the budget note way, all we need to do is, if the group here concurs with that idea, we'll get a letter drafted. I'll share it with everybody on the committee before we send it down. I have talked with the subcommittee chair of Natural Resources, who is Representative Devlin. He is felt comfortable with that idea, if that's something wanted. I have talked with Senator Avakian. He felt a budget note was appropriate as well. If people agree.
We've already passed the budget out of our committee, subcommittee, so this would be in front of the full Ways and Means? Is that what you're...
Actually, in talking to Devlin, he said that at the end of the process, there's usually a list of his, and he would put it back in at that point.
So the question I had, is there any problem in, as far as if the bill was amended with this amendment, and then... It would mean my only concern is that if the budget note doesn't go forward, then there's nothing. And so the question is, if you have the bill go forward in the amended form, then at least it's somewhere in statute if it doesn't make it in the budget note.
The only issue that we had in the conversations that I had with people is that with $167,000 fiscal, it may need to go to Ways and Means, even though it's out of money that's there. And it may never get out of there either. So it's that whole idea of things here at the end of the session, which one's the easiest and best way to get it to happen. And that's why we're having this discussion. Yes?
Mr. Chair, I think Parks is sitting there and knows we're having this discussion right here. We're trying to come up with options that give them more latitude. I'm comfortable with the expertise of our colleague here downstairs and the Senator Devlin.
I'm not on the full Ways and Means, so I can't vouch for anything out of my subcommittee.
And I have not had a talk with either of those chairs, but I will do that.
I will defer to the wisdom of the chair.
Yeah. Any other discussions?
Well, it seems to me, Mr. Chair, that if we were to pass the bill, it would really ought to go to Ways and Means then, because it has a significant enough fiscal that it would have to be part of the resource allocation process that goes on in that setting. So I could go either way on this, either passing the bill and referring it to Ways and Means or relying on the budget note. And either way, it's in the hands of that committee to decide to what extent they're going to try to shape the mission of the Parks Department to undertake the work.
Do you feel comfortable one way or the other?
I think we don't need a bill. I think Representative Buckley said we don't need a bill. We can just do it with a budget note. I think that's better at this, you know, part of the game.
And Parks has said either way is fine with them.
Yes.
From what I've heard. Okay.
Well, it's sort of anticlimactic to end the committee without a bill.
I don't mind. I never worry about that. I want to do the best policy.
What the fireworks?
I guess what I would like is that I'm probably leaning towards budget note. So if everybody here agrees with that, I feel comfortable with that.
That's fine.
Hey, Mr. I think using the -7 as an outline for a budget note is appropriate.
Kat and I will get together, get that done, and then get a hold of everybody and we'll get it done. You're going to be going here, are you?
I am, very soon.
It's pretty much done, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I would like just to make some comments on the record here about the substance of this is, and because I'm a strong supporter of that effort. I think this is a major cultural resource we have, and we've gotten a lot of good input and much that I agreed with about not being too rooted in the past, that we prevent ourselves from embracing the future. So that, for example, I would say that wind farms ought not be prevented by in the spirit of trying to preserve the vistas that people saw in the Oregon Trail. But if I would also like to see that wind farms do try to stay off of the particular track that if there's sort of an equally reasonable alternative location that's nearby, to try to preserve the sense that there is a corridor that people walked along and took their livestock along when they made their way across the trail. So I think that we ought to try to balance those effectively. And to me, making a survey, and so we know where the trail is as best we can identify it, and point toward a day when perhaps people can make their way across that course, would be a very positive development for the long-term legacy of the state.
And Mr. Chair, just one final note. I think all of the stakeholders that attended the meeting, everybody expressed cooperation, and I think we should expect cooperation from all the various entities that were there, including private and public landowners. I think everybody wants to do this.
Yeah. And I guess that was the thing that came to me at the last meeting when we had the original bill, is the amount of investment people had in being here, and they came from all over the state to be here about it, and not one of them had a bad thing to say about the vision of it, but all of them had things to say about how that vision was portrayed in that first bill. And so, you know, I, in talking to other people since then and others, I think there are a number of private stakeholders who would love to have opportunities to say, yes, I've been preserving this in my family forever, and I would love to keep that going, but don't tell me how to do it. Come and ask, and let's work on it. And I think that the way in which we do this can make the biggest deal. And if we, and that's one of the reasons that I felt budget note is better, because we're not telling people that the state's coming in and doing this. We're saying we'd like them to go out and go forth and start making those connections with all these people along this trail, some of whom who have been protecting it in their family all of their lives, I mean, and their families' lives. But we're not going to say we're taking this away from you. We want to continue to help work with you to have that trail and the whole vision of it. So that's, to me, why I think the budget note is a better thing to do than to just pass a bill. I think sometimes we get ahead of ourselves sometimes, and it will hopefully help people in the Parks Department, in the Heritage Department, develop those relationships with people along this trail. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Mr. Chair, we look forward to your letter.
Okay. It'll come fairly quickly. So I'm going to close that work session. Thank you very much. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 823. I just wanted to take a moment now and pass out a list to all of you. I think we're going to have a meeting next week just to talk about the things that we want to do in the future, and I'll set up a meeting. We'll schedule that, and I'll talk to people when we can do that. And these are some ideas that I want to thank our Administrator Beth for coming up with. There are issues that came up this session, but we really didn't take a lot of action on. And if people want to look at them, they can. There's also a place for other. And so I would love people to think over the next few days until next week, and we'll either schedule this Tuesday or Thursday next week, and other things that you think, so that we can start focusing in on issues that we think this committee in the interim, and we've got a month left before we get out of here, so we could have a meeting or two for informational meetings. Okay, 2 weeks. So we've got some time that we can actually bring people, and since we're all here, we aren't spending people's extra money by having us come back together. We're actually here, and it's part of what we can do. So we can start having some of those discussions about the kinds of things in the interim that we think are important to get on the plate. And if there's anybody else in the group, in the audience, that would like to see a copy, we have a few extras, and we'll leave those out. And if there are people in this area who think there are issues that Ag and Natural Resources should take up that are important issues, please let us know so that we can maybe have that conversation next week. And then start getting ready for the work that we're going to do in the interim. Any other things that would come? And I just want to thank you for the different things. Each person should have, that didn't have one already, should get a little, our state fruit.
Oh.
There's a few people that already had one that I'd already given them to. And hopefully I got them all to the right people. So. And then the other thing, I just like to remind people to coast every time I have a chance. So the other stuff is my little coastal thing. So thank you all for being here. It's a great group. This
Mr.
is one
Chair,
of the best.
Mr. Chair, and look forward to working with you.
I just wanted to say thank you. It's been an honor to serve with
you. Certainly was with you.
I've been on this committee 4 sessions now, and it never ceases to amaze me what issues we discuss. It's been
and keep coming up.
Great privilege.
Yeah, always. So
always.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you.
And good
thanks
job.
Too. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Else?
We'll look forward to the party.
And we will be doing that next Thursday.
Your gift is coming at the party. You've preempted us. But
yeah.
So we'll close the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.